A unique medieval manuscript known as the Lipnice Bible has gone on display at the National Library in Prague. The precious Latin codex was loaned by the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. on the occasion of its 600th anniversary. It will be showcased alongside other precious biblical manuscripts in the library's Mir Chapel over the next 2 weeks. Ruth Frankova has the story.
The Lipnice Bible is a lavishly illuminated Latin manuscript which was created, at least partly, at the castle of Lipnice nad Sázavou in 1421. Apart from the biblical text, it contains various annotations in the margins and 90 large initials in a variety of colors, including the capital I at the beginning of the Book of Genesis with a painting of God holding the world. What makes the Lipnice Bible so unique is one of the so-called colophons, an inscription at the end of the manuscript. It refers to the Hussites who were in rebellion against Catholic authorities in Bohemia at that time. Jan Wojciszek is the head of the Old Prints and Manuscripts Department at the National Library.
In the text, the Bible is characterized as the shield of the faith, which is a unique characterization of the biblical text that was used in Bohemia at the beginning of the 15th century, because the biblical texts were used for theological discussions between Catholics and Utraquists at the beginning of the Hussite Revolution.
The authorship of the Lipnice Bible remains shrouded in mystery. While the inscription at the end mentions the name of Matthias of Roudnice, it is not entirely clear whether he wrote the text himself or simply ordered its creation. What also remains a mystery is the whereabouts of the Bible after the year 1421, when the manuscript was completed. Jan Wojciszek once again.
We know that its illuminations were done in three phases, the 20s, in the 30s, and in the 50s of 15th century. The binding of the Bible is from the 16th century, and the style shows that it was made in southern Germany. So we presume that in the 16th century, the Bible was already away from Bohemia, and then it disappears, and it reappears in the 20th century in England. Then there was a lot of changes of owners during the 20th century and the beginning of 21st century. And in the end, it was bought by Green family from Oklahoma and then granted to the newly founded Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
Prior to the exhibition in the National Library, the Lipnice Bible was exhibited at its original home in the castle of Lipnice nad Sázavou. After the exhibition ends on the 15th of September, the precious manuscript will return back to the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. The exhibition, entitled The Lipnice Bible 1421-2021, Shield of Faith in Turbulent Times, is also accessible on the National Library's website. The entire digitized Lipnice Bible will soon be available on the website manuscriptorium.com for unlimited duration.